We're running after this world from early morning to late night. We've just one motto to brighten our future. In order to brighten their future, people are ready to leave their families. They're ready to leave their country. They're ready to leave anything. All they want is money. All they want is luxury lifestyle. They just want to better their world. I don't say you shouldn't work hard to better your world, but running after this world in a way that you forget your own death, you forget your hereafter, you forget your final destination. If you look at people's schedule today, their routine life today, they have their breakfast time, their lunch time, their dinner time. They've allocated time slots for each and every activity they do. They've allocated time for work. They know when to go to office, when to go to school, when to go to college, family time, friends time, social time. They have time to watch television. There are certain people who are health conscious. They have time to go for walk, go for jogging. They have time to go to gym. You have planned your whole day, but in your schedule, where is the time for Salah? Where is the time for Quran? Where is Durood time? Answer me, haven't you planned your whole day to better this world only? Remember, my dear Islamic brothers, you and I will not get extra time. It doesn't work in this world that you spend 45 years of your life to better this world and you'll receive message. Just 5 years of your life are remaining, and now you should spend to better the hereafter. It doesn't happen like this. Get message from your mobile company, don't you? 90% of your data allowance has been used. Top up your balance. There are only 2 days left to renew your package. Don't you get such messages from mobile companies? But you don't get any such message in your life. Please make tawbah as you've only 3 days left of your life. Spend time in masjid. Please, your Lord, do not go anywhere as this is the last day of your life. Just remain in sajda. Person doesn't know. Even he tells at home to cook his favorite food, and he leaves by saying, "I'll come and we'll eat together." He tells at home that make sure this dress is pressed, as I'll have to go with friends, I'll wear this dress. But alas, dress is left pressed at home. Favorite food is cooked and family remains waiting. But person doesn't come back. Instead, dead body comes at home. And news is heard that person has left this world. Was with us this afternoon. Haven't you heard this news in your life? Haven't you heard such announcements in masajid? Many people are dying in front of us. Our relatives are leaving this world. But why don't I think that tomorrow would be my turn? Please remember, within this lifetime we have to prepare for the hereafter. We have to prepare for our final abode. All those who are after brightening the future of this world, you have an understanding to brighten this world's future. But what about brightening your grave, your final destination?